Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, so we're having a little fun with the draft a different way. And the rest of the show, we will certainly lock in on Lions pick and 29, the Albert Breer report. They might be moving up. What is the nightmare scenario as far as who the hell do you not want in this division? You got the Bears. Forget about one. We know they're taking Caleb. But you got the Bears at 9. You got the Vikings at 11 and 23. And you got the Pack at 25. I think we narrowed it down to three guys. Cooper DeJean with the pack, that's like built in a lab Packer. Please do not allow that. Adunze at 9 because, A, it would break both. It would break you and I to see a team we follow lit up for a third straight year. What he did to Michigan State should be a felony. But him at 9, he is a phenomenal player. And then the Vikings, for me it would be, if I'm a Michigan fan, what I don't want is J.J. McCarthy because then it's one of my guys busting my ass. The other thing is, if you're a Spartan fan, then it's another double dip. This guy beat the living daylights out of you the last couple of years. Now you turn the page on your Saturdays, and we're all Honolulu blue and silver. Yeah. Uh-oh, more McSizzle and meditation magic.
Not to the same extent, but you know what it's like? It's like for the last couple of years, watching K-9 come into Ford Field, do his thing, and walk out with a W.
Yeah.
That's what it would feel like. It's like
uplifting as always.
Yeah, I used to like this guy.
And now I hate you.
And now look what he's doing to me.
But he burns sage and takes pictures. All right, let's go to the people and see what their nightmare is. Let's go to Austin to lead it off. Austin, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, longtime fan. How you doing?
Good, my man. What's on your mind?
My nightmare scenario as a longtime, lifelong bleed and blue Michigan fan is J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings. That guy genuinely scares me. Him with Justin Jefferson would be an absolute nightmare any day in Ford Field.
And think about it. It's Justin Jefferson, it's Jordan Addison, it's T.J. Hockenson, and Aaron Jones twice a year. And it's your
That's
guy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're not going to like his smile so much.
Right.
Because when he's smiling, you're losing. Out of Ford Field now.
That's it. I'm telling you. See, I'm glad Austin is honest with us.
Yeah.
I think if you're a Michigan fan, that is an absolute nightmare.
Because if he catches fire.
What you want is J.J. in the AFC far away, and you can root for him.
Because imagine if he is this year's C.J. Stroud. A guy that really, at this time last year, nobody thought he was going to do what he was going to do. Remember, we were saying how dumb this guy was. His test scores were horrible. Nobody's talking about that now. He's one of the elite quarterbacks and up-and-coming quarterbacks. If J.J. does that and he's in Minnesota,
it just shows you how good Stroud can be when the other team doesn't have his place.
Uh-oh.
Let's go to James, 97.1. James, that slipped out. James, how are you? David,
I'm doing
please.
All right, guys. How are you doing?
What's up, James?
The person I definitely don't want to see in the division is J.J. McCarthy. I mean, freak athlete, 15-0, manhandled everyone in his way, national champion, 27-1 as a starter. Like, that's definitely a guy I don't want to see in the purple.
And James, real quick, like what you were just saying, like, the part of it is that is the best spot for JJ because the weapons, and it's just he could drop in there and you're like, oh, this could be very bad. That's the
key.
You
want to know what would be a better place?
Go ahead.
Detroit. That might be a better situation than the Vikings.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not real. Like, I mean, you're picking 29th.
And you already got a quarterback that you're probably going to be re-signing soon. And you just took a quarterback in Hendon Hooker.
Which I'll never understand.
No.
Ever. Ever. All right, good talk. Listen, I understand it would be a hometown hero routine. I get that. If the Lions were picking in the top 10, we probably would have been talking about this for 4 months.
But, see, at that point is when I would say, you know what? I've never been big on the hometown hero thing because I think it's just way too much pressure. Now, Aiden Hutchinson has defied logic, but look, it took him a while to get there because we've seen – because you're expecting –
Why do you hate Aiden? What's your problem?
Oh, I didn't. Remember, I was the one who
– I'm kidding.
I was the one who said you're playing him wrong. You need to play him like they did at Michigan. Somebody hurt. Start moving him around.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, you keep lining him up. But when you're the hometown hero – it's too much pressure because you have to be the savior. Now, the Lions have had some success. But, yes, I think if JJ was a Minnesota Viking, it would cause a lot of anxiety and a lot of mixed reaction with a lot of Michigan fans. Just like I said, and to me, Cooper DeJean screams, I'm a Green Bay Packer.
Oh, I'm telling you. Like, okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You know he's going to return some – with the new kickoff format, he's going to take one or two to the house.
But I'll give you the example, right? Now, I've lived this now for a few years. The example was the only player me and Big G wanted was Micah Parsons. Only guy we wanted. And my idiot-ass team made a deal that allowed Dallas to hop him and get Micah Parsons. Where
who'd you take instead? I'm not trying to be funny.
That was the year we traded down. I think that was the year we drafted. Hold on. Why am I guessing? Give me a second.
All right, go ahead. I'll look it up.
Let me think about it. That was the year we traded with Philly. We traded out of pick 10 and moved to pick 12. They moved up and got Devontae Smith. The Cowboys then selected Micah Parsons, and then we were on the board. And all I've lived with is Micah Parsons ruining my life twice a year. And it's no exaggeration. It's kind of why I think your topic resonated with me. Is like I'm the living embodiment of what happens when your rival gets the player. You just, please, not him.
Gotcha.
Please. Anyone but him. By the way, have you heard some of these rumblings about Micah Parsons wearing a little bit thin in the building in Dallas?
Yeah, I have.
I'm just asking.
You know.
You hate to see it.
Hanging out with C.J. Stroud a lot.
Okay, then Drew is up next.
Just saying.
97.1. Drew, what's going on?
Hey, happy draft day, guys.
Drew, happy draft day.
You
I'm sorry for
it,
laughing.
Rico. You saw it.
Yes, I did, David. I saw it. Drew, I apologize. I'm going to give you full time. Mike, you know who you guys took instead? Kadarius Toney. Go ahead, Drew.
Well... You know, I think these Bears are building a defense. I would hate to see them draft Turner or even Verse because I think, man, it could be big problems for the rest of the division if they get someone on the opposite side of Sweat.
Yeah, no, you're right. The Bears defense is something that people don't really talk about. But man, if they you're right, at nine, could they end up with the best pass rusher in the draft? They could. You're right. I just the Odunze thing seemed like such a natural fit. I don't think DJ Moore is a true number one. I think he's an elite number two. So I'm like, hey, maybe they backstop this Caleb Williams thing with a big time receiver. But no, listen, the Bears adding anything on the defensive side of the ball sure as hell wouldn't be a treat. That's more than fair, Drew.
Right. Can I share my draft crush with y'all?
Yeah, go ahead. Man, we're here till midnight.
That Murphy defensive tackle out of Texas. Haven't really heard him going to the Lions a lot, but I feel like, you know, man, you put him and start rotating those guys with Reeder and McNeil, man, that could be a problem for other teams in the division.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have slept. Drew, I don't think you're crazy at all because I think a lot of people have slept on the fact the Lions could use another defensive tackle. Now, they'll sell you on the kid they moved up to get last year. What's his nuts? The kid they traded up for in the third round. Name is escaping me. Whatever. The point is, you know, you got 1 year left of Aleem McNeil. And if you're going to pay him, it may be a $28, $29, $30 million a year deal. DJ Reader's here for two. You know, you don't have a ton of guys in the pipeline here. If they identify a guy they love, it kind of operates as a backstop to the Aleem McNeil contract conversation that we're going to have. What if you drafted a defensive tackle and he turns out to be pretty high level? You know what you're getting in DJ Reader. You know what it allows you to do? And I'm not saying you have to be thrilled about it. It allows you to say, Aleem McNeil, God bless. We'll take a compensatory pick. Let somebody else pay you $100 million.
Not that far off. He finished in the top 10 of the RAS score.
Oh.
Because you know that's important.
Elite RAS.
Elite RAS.
Broderick Martin was the guy they traded up for. Thank you, David. I'm sorry. The Kadarius Toney mention has me a little rattled.
And David knew exactly what I was laughing at because I'm like, okay, let's see here. Micah Parsons. Yep. And, Kadarius.
Yeah, we moved down to let a division rival take Devontae Smith. So now his 75-pound ass destroys my team every year, even though he looks like a child out there. And then we allowed a division rival to take the player that me and Big G wanted. So when you wonder why this topic resonated and I went, oh, hell yes, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is why.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go to Jake. Hold on. We'll get to Jacob momentarily. 248-539-9797.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.